Underlying drought, unseasonably warm temperatures last month and hot, dry conditions in the June forecast mean the table has been set for significant wildfire activity this summer, an official with the British Columbia Wildfire Service says. Lead fire weather forecaster Matt McDonald said he and his colleagues have been waiting to see if this month might bring desperately needed rain. The classic adage we hear every year is the intensity of the fire season will greatly depend on the amount of rain received in June, he said. Now that it's here, the June forecast does not bode well. McDonald said the service has been looking at how much rain would be needed to alleviate persistent drought conditions and lower the risk of wildfire. They found it would require 2 to 3 millimeters of rain per day for 10 to 20 days in a row, he said. I can almost guarantee that is not going to happen, he said. A day or two of heavy rainfall here and there isn't likely to reduce the risk, said McDonald, explaining that it's more likely to run off than replenish moisture in soils that lose their capacity to absorb water after a prolonged dry spell. The Donnie Creek wildfire currently burning across more than 1,700 square kilometers north of Fort St. John offers a perfect example, he said. The blaze received about 40 millimeters of rain on May 22 and 23, about 10 days after it was discovered, which slowed its activity for a day or so, he said. But within 3 days, it was burning at Class 5 intensity on a scale of 1 to 6, with crown fire, igniting and consuming whole trees, McDonald said. 40 or 50 millimeters of rain sounds substantial, but given the underlying drought conditions, it's only a drop in a very empty bucket, he said. BC had a relatively dry January with snowpacks significantly below normal levels before they caught up in March and April, as temperatures stayed relatively cool. Then, May came in like a lion, McDonald said of the record-shattering heatwave that helped spur early-season wildfires in northeastern parts of the province. Matt Loney, a meteorologist with Environment and Climate Change Canada, said it was either the first or second warmest May ever recorded for at least 15 stations in BC. With spring drawing to a close and hotter than normal temperatures in the forecast again, McDonald said he expects to see grass drying out, turning yellow and becoming primed for potential ignition by the third or fourth week of June. We're going to start to turn the corner and those deeper, persistent drought conditions are going to begin to rear their ugly faces, he said. The story of the 2023 wildfire season actually began last fall, he said. Unseasonably warm, dry conditions last October meant an extension of summer activities for many in BC, but they also cranked up the drought dial, he said. The province then headed into an early winter freeze and when spring 2023 arrived, we uncovered even deeper drought conditions in many areas, he said. It has a lot of us concerned, to be honest, he said. I think we're lining up for what could be a very active fire season. McDonald said there are different types of drought, and they don't always occur at the same time. This year is one of the rare occurrences where all the droughts, no matter how you define them, be it rivers, soil moisture, or the fuels, the forests, are all very clearly indicating elevated drought in pockets of the province, McDonald said. Right now, those pockets extend from the Cariboo region west of the Fraser River, around 100 Mile House to Prince George, over to the Smithers area and the Peace region to the east, where BC's most significant fires are currently burning, he said. Suspected causes are currently split 50-50 between humans and lightning this year in BC, McDonald said. While people tend to picture a cigarette flicked out the window of a car as the spark for human-caused wildfires, that's not so common anymore, he said. Ignition could come from a train, a chainsaw, a campfire that hasn't been fully doused, or from people running gas-powered vehicles in the bush. If you're riding a dirt bike or a quad or a side-by-side, maybe you don't have a spark arrestor on your muffler, on your exhaust, McDonald said. We're really trying to encourage people to be extremely cautious. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor. Letters at timescolonist.com.